how we should convert, or how another way to help convert, maybe that's a better way to put it, people who have never known God or are not familiar with God and what it takes to go to heaven. You know, in our society, maybe it's common just to America, but we have self-help books to do everything. We have books to teach us how to do things and guide us through all kinds of things. You know, I'm kind of partial to the dummy books. You know, maybe that's a reflection on me, I guess. I don't know, but they relate to me really well, how to do this for dummies. Of course, now I guess the book part's going away, and all you got to do is YouTube something, and that'll teach you how to do something, right? So that's the way the world we live in. It's like we can't really think for ourselves, or we need help deciding how to do certain things. Well, you know, in some ways it's probably true. We do need help. The main thing we need help on in our lives is how do we get to heaven? Bible's full of ways to tell us how to do a lot of different things and self-help, if you will. But the most important thing that the Bible teaches us is how we're going to go to heaven. You know, in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, what we commonly refer to as the golden rule, you know, it tells us how we should treat our fellow man in certain circumstances and how we want them to treat us. That's one way the Bible tells us what to do. And then in right below that, in verse 13 and verse 14, the Bible tells us the path we should take in order to get where we're supposed to go, or where we should go, or where God wants us to go. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life. The Bible also tells us how to get to heaven in very, very explicit ways. It's found in several different places. First, we must hear what the Bible tells us. We must hear God's word. That's in Romans 10:17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Secondly, we must believe. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 tells us, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Third, we must repent, turn our lives around. Except ye repent, Luke 13:3, you shall all likewise perish. We must confess God's name, Jesus' name, before men. Romans chapter 10 and verse 10 says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Fifth, we must be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. Obviously, there are several verses that pertain to this particular thing. Acts 2:38 comes to mind for most people. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. But you know, it doesn't stop there. That gets us in a covenant relationship with God, but there's far more that's expected and demanded of us if we are to truly get to heaven. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 tells us, be thou faithful unto death. Because the opposite of that is true. If we're not faithful unto death, then all those things we did prior really don't help us a whole lot. If you want to sum it up in one verse, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It's a verse very common to all of us that most of us know. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. The Bible reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It's a very simple verse, but it tells us a whole lot. If we want to do what God wants us to do, if we want to get to heaven, we want to be pleasing to God, then the how-to part's really simple. The how-to part says we fear God and we keep his commandments. You know, in this world we look for a lot of easy ways to do a lot of things. But you know, following the plan that God has laid out before us doesn't get a whole lot easier. If you're subject to the invitation that God extends, won't you come as we stand and sing?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC, And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.